Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Nebel Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday evening with us. And we are looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab a Bible, get your pen and paper.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return, the recording has started.
So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this day, thanking you for allowing us to see another Christmas day and taking us through the weekend. We thank you for blessing and keeping us. We thank you for how you met us, O Lord, how you poured out of your spirit. And we thank you for thine anointing. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for how you blessed our souls. We thank you for the mercy that you bestowed upon us. Lord, we are not worthy, but we are thankful for everything that you've done for us. We thank you for your grace, Lord. Oh, my God, we praise your holy name. We give glory and honor to the name of the Lord. We pray that you continue to bless us. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Take us through, oh, Lord. Help us to stand our test. Help us to endure unto the end. Help us to go all the way, oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Give us the strength we need to stand. Help us to make this journey. We are seeking to please you and to do your will. We want to be saved in the end. Move every way and everything that's not like you. Help us to draw closer to you. We need a closer walk. Help us to consecrate our lives and then our minds stayed on you. Watching under prayer, oh, Lord. Help us to pray, Lord, as never before. Help us to pray, Jesus. Pray our way through in the name of Jesus. I know you got the power, and I know you can do everything. We pray that you look on the souls of men, those who are incarcerated. I pray that you touch and bless, Lord. Let your word go out into the prisons that somebody might repent of their sins and change their way of living and give their life unto you. We pray that you go into the institutions and into the nursing homes, that you will touch the souls, O Lord. Touch those, O Lord, that have the dementia. We know you're able, Lord, to give them back their right mind. Touch them, O Lord. Deliver their souls. Heal their bodies. Raise them up, O Lord. Help them to give their life to you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we pray that you look on those who are desired to be delivered from their situation. We pray that you touch them right now. Send on deliverance. Have mercy. Stretch out your mighty hand, O Lord.
Yes,
move in a mighty way. Deliver, O Lord. And those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies, touch and heal their bodies. Oh, my God, we know you're a miracle worker. In the name of Jesus, whatever your will is, help us to accept it. In the name of Jesus, pray yes, that you Lord. Continue to look on Dr. Sue. Touch her body. Touch her mind. Oh,
touch
my God, help her to hold out. Help her to endure, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able. We know you got all power in your hand. We are looking to you today. Look on those souls that are disencouraged. I pray that you touch their hearts and minds, strengthen and encourage their souls. Help them to look to you and take you at your word. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer today. We thank you for everything that you've done for us. We thank you for making the way for us. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the souls. I pray that you continue to touch them and give them a mind to come to the place of prayer. Touch them, O Lord, that they may give their life to you. Help them, O Lord, to deny themselves, to take up their cross and follow you. We know you can do it. We believe you today. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do. And we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Lord, we pray that you bless this broadcast. Send your word and send your anointing. Take full control. Continue to bless Sister Rhoda. Continue to touch her body, oh Lord, and help her to continue to look to you. Bless and make ways for her, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it. We believe you. We take you at your word. And we thank you for this prayer. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that opening prayer coming to Evangelist May. And at this time, I'm going to read a verse of scripture that came to my mind this morning when I woke up. And it's Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. I thank the Lord for the reading of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, verse 5. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord and God for that beautiful scripture being read by Sister Cheryl. We are healed. Amen. Thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybell Edmond. You can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 1-605-313-5995. That access code is 565-2166. You can also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hamid, who hosts the Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Maybell Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. That's 08096. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep Evangelist Patty Jones, Evangelist Patricia Jones in our prayer, Sister Rhoda, Danny Thompson, praying for the bereaved Harrell family, Dr. Betty Ingram Sewell, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, the bereaved Edmond family, Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.D., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Muhammad Hamim in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the bereaved Colbreth family, the bereaved Thompson family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the bereaved Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and pray for all those who are requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I just want to see if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would render a selection to the Lord. Amen. And if not, then I'll just sing a portion of the song. And if she comes on, she can sing amen. Pretty good. We are healed by the wound in his side. We are healed by the wound in his side. We are healed by the wound in my Savior's side. We are healed by the wound in his side. We are healed by the wound in his side. We are healed by the wound in his side. We are healed by the wound in my Savior's side. We are healed by the wound in his side. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for this broadcast. Now, tonight is oldies but goodies in the gospel. So we want you to prepare your hearts for the word of God. And the next voice you will hear will be that of the late Evangelist Linda Edmond. And the word of God is about to come forth. The Lord.
Good evening. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. Now, here is Evangelist May Edmond and Evangelist Melinda Edmond.
God bless all of our radio listeners again this evening, tonight. We thank and praise God for our being here once again. This is Evangelist Melinda Edmond, along with Evangelist May Edmond, who will be bringing the Word of God. We just thank God for each and every one of you who have been tuning in week after week, listening to this broadcast that God himself surely set his approval on. We thank God for each and every one of you. We thank and praise God. We just want to thank you tonight because you're faithful. Those that have been continuing to listen to the broadcast and to continue to call in for prayer and counseling, we thank God for you because we know that God is able to do all things. Before we go into a word of prayer, we'd like to remember those that are on our prayer list. We'd like to pray a special prayer for Mrs. Anna Previty, that is yet in the hospital, because we know God is a healer for both body and soul. Also, Mr. and Mrs. Matthew Grant of Winona, New Jersey. Also, Mr. and Mrs. Dickerson of Delaware. We want to pray a special prayer for those and all of those that are sick and shut in, those that need prayer tonight. God is able to fix it for you. And as we go into a word of prayer, we want you to believe God tonight. Just believe the Lord. We're not asking you to do anything special. We just want you to believe God. Take him at his word. Reach out and touch him as he goes by. Glory to God. He's here to deliver. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you because thou art worthy, Lord.
Oh,
we thank you because you're good to us, Jesus.
Yes,
oh God, we thank you because thou hast kept us, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Now, Lord, we call upon you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
we call on you for help tonight, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We want you to stretch out thy mighty hand,
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Look upon each and every one of those that are on the prayer list, Lord. Look on each and every soul out there in radio land, Lord. You know them one by one and name by name. You know what they stand in need of, Lord. You know all about it. Lord God, we want you to move by that spirit, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Lord God, touch, heal, and deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we want you to touch right now, Lord. Touch that heart, Lord. Touch that mind, Jesus. Lift that heavy burden. Heal that sick body, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, you told us in your word, with your stripes we are healed. And we believe you and take you at your word. Lord God, heal. Heal and deliver, Lord. Heal somebody right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, my God, send thine anointing. Send your anointing, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, send on deliverance, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look on your people everywhere, Lord. Look on the hearts and souls of men everywhere. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, loose the shackles. Set free tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, bless the speaker of the hour. In the name of Jesus. Send our word. And not anointed, use that speak through in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, save, Lord, save, Jesus, save a dying soul, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we want you to let your will be done. We want you to have thine eternal way. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. ask these blessings of you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the prayer. We're going to turn this portion over into the hands of Evangelist Mayhead. Praise the Lord. God bless every one of our radio listeners. I'm happy to come to you once again. Praise God. I'd like to thank God for how that he's been blessing through this radio broadcast. And of a truth, the Lord has set his approval on this broadcast. The Lord has given us souls.
Glory to God.
He has spent on souls.
Yes, he has.
Those who have heard the word of God over this broadcast and decided that they wanted to make Jesus their choice.
Glory to God.
Decided that they wanted to serve the Lord. God sent them on to the church at Christian Temple, and they began to seek the Lord for their soul salvation. And of a truth, the Lord sent his anointing, and the Lord touched and delivered the soul. We want to encourage them, Sister Joyce and Sister Karen, to continue with the Lord. Continue to serve the Lord, for we are praying for you. Praise the Lord. We're going to go into our message for tonight. We're going to begin reading from St. John, the 12th chapter, and the 26th verse. That if any man serve me, let him follow me.
Yes.
And where I am, there shall also my servant be.
Yes.
Any man serve me, him will my Father honor.
Yes.
And going to the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter, beginning with the 14th verse. Now, therefore, fear the Lord. And serve him in sincerity and in truth.
Yes.
And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt. And serve ye the Lord. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
We will serve the Lord.
I'm going to leave a short subject with you. I'm going to serve the Lord. This is a personal salvation. Praise the Lord. And I tell you of a truth, in these last and evil days, I tell you we are living in crucial times. We're living in times when men won't amend their ways. They won't turn from their evil, wicked ways. We're living in times where they're calling right wrong, and they're calling the wrong right. But I tell you, I'm going to serve the Lord in these last and evil days. When I look back over my life, and I see what my God has done with the 10th chapter and the 12th verse says,
and now,
Israel,
yes.
What doth the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord God,
yes,
to walk in all his ways,
yes,
and to love him,
Lord,
and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart,
amen,
and with all thy soul,
amen,
and to keep the commandments of,
amen,
the Lord and his statutes,
yes,
which I command thee,
yes,
this day,
yes,
for thy good.
Yes,
God caused us,
yes, he did,
to keep his commandments.
Yes,
he commanded in his word,
yes,
that we walk uprightly,
amen,
that we speak the truth in our hearts,
yes, he did,
that we love him,
yes,
with all our heart,
amen,
and all our mind,
yes,
and all our soul. But people love the world,
yes, they do,
more than they love God.
Yes, they do.
They won't serve God.
No.
They won't perform his duties.
No, they won't,
perform the work that God has given them to do.
Yes.
But
no,
they
won't.
Turn,
right,
and they follow the world,
yes,
and all the worldly goods.
Yes.
They follow the things that are not of God.
Amen.
But the Lord is letting us know,
yes,
that we must serve him.
Serve
we
him.
Must fear him.
Yes.
We must keep his commandments.
Amen.
And serve him,
Lord,
with all of our hearts,
yes, Lord,
all of our minds,
amen,
and with all of our souls.
Amen.
And in 1 Chronicles,
yes,
28 and 9,
glory to God,
says, and thou, Solomon,
yes,
my son,
oh, yes,
know thou the God of thy father,
no,
and serve him,
serve
with him, a perfect heart,
yes, Lord,
and with a willing mind.
A willing heart.
I'm willing.
Willing.
I said I'm willing.
Willing.
To serve the Lord,
oh, yes, Lord,
with a perfect heart,
yes, Lord,
and with a willing mind.
Yes,
because my God,
yes,
has done great things,
yes,
for me.
Yes.
Where all those good?
Amen.
He brought me up,
yes,
out of a horrible pit,
yes,
and he paid my fee,
yes,
on solid ground.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He picked me up.
Yes.
He turned me around.
Glory to God.
He loosed the shackles.
Oh, yes, he did.
Off my feet.
Amen.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yes, he did.
Glory to God.
Yes, I want to serve him.
I'm going to serve him.
I'm going to serve him.
I'm going to serve him.
Do what you will.
Yes, Lord.
Do what you may.
All right.
Say what you want to. Laugh at me. Puke me and scorn me.
All right, now.
Talk about me.
Okay.
Lie
right
on me.
Yes, Lord.
But I'm going to serve
I'm
the Lord. With all my heart,
yes,
with all my mind,
yes,
and with all my soul,
like
I want to serve the Lord,
yes,
because he's been good,
yes,
to me.
Yes.
You ought to serve God.
Yes,
you ought to turn,
yes,
turn,
yes, turn
from your evil ways.
Yes,
turn,
yes, turn
from committing,
yes,
sin.
Yes,
turn,
yes,
turn from your
bad, yes,
dying,
yes,
condition.
Yes,
turn,
yes,
turn,
yes,
from the worldly ways. Give your life to Jesus. Serve the Lord while the God is ready, warm in your veins.
Serve
the Lord. Give God a chance. Live for the Lord. I heard in the book of Romans, the 6th chapter and the 6th verse, said, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed.
Oh, yes.
We don't have to live in sin no more. You don't have no excuse.
No, you don't.
Because Jesus died on the cross,
yes,
to take away the sin,
amen,
of the world.
Yes, he did.
You can come to Jesus.
Come to Jesus.
Serve the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to serve the Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You may be out there.
Oh,
you may be listening to my voice.
Oh, yes.
Get on the phone and call us at area code 609-962-8000.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. Praise God. Now is the time to turn it over to Jesus. Now is the time to make up your mind to serve the Lord. If you don't know him in the pardon of your sins, this is the time, and God is giving you another chance to receive him and to turn to him before it's too late. At this time, we want to prepare our hearts for a word of prayer, and we're going to open the doors to salvation and give anyone that does not know the Lord in the pardon of their sins a chance to give them their lives to the Lord. Praise God. So let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord as we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the messenger Oh, my God, we pray that you look on the souls, those that don't know you, in the pardon of their sins. We pray that you have mercy on them. Help them to give their lives to you. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe your word tonight, and we trust you, and we know that they are able, oh Lord. Help somebody to repent in their heart. Help them to be sorry that they sinned against you and sorry for the sins that they have committed against you, and give their hearts, their minds, their souls, their bodies, give it all to the Lord. Help them, oh Lord. We know you're able. We know you got the power. Pray that you touch right now, oh Lord. And those who may be disencouraged, we want you to touch them, oh Lord. Help them to press their way. Help them to overcome. We know you can do it, Jesus. Oh, my God, you died that we might live and that we might be free from sin. Look on your people everywhere. Touch and bless, save and heal. Forgive and deliver. Lift heavy burdens. Strengthen the weak. And those that are sick, touch their bodies, O Lord. Heal in a special way. We know you can do it today, O Lord. We are looking to you. And let some soul say, I believe. I believe in the name of Jesus. And let them cry out unto thee, O Lord. Help them, O Lord. We know you're able tonight, Jesus, to make a way out of no way. Open up a door for them, O Lord. Help them, O Lord, to find somewhere where the word of God is being preached that they can go and pray and seek your face in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we thank you in faith. We thank you. We thank you for the souls of men. We thank you for those who have received the word of God. We thank you for those who have been strengthened. And we thank you for those who have been saved. We pray, Jesus, that you keep them, bless them, and take them further. In the name of Jesus, we pray. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the word of God on tonight. It was a personal message. I'm going to serve the Lord. No matter what no one else do or no one else say, we have to make it up in our minds that we are going to serve the Lord. Mother may turn away. Brother, sister might walk away. Loved ones, friends, they might decide they don't want to go no more. But you have to go. Continue to serve the Lord, because payday is coming at the wall, and he's going to pay us. Glory to God. He's going to pay us for what we've done. So we got to keep working. We got to keep going. We got to go against the odds. When the devil say you can't, you tell the devil, God can. And I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. And that's what we have to do. We can't just give in to the devil because we are being tried. We can't give in because people are talking about it. We can't give in because the devil has put our name out. We have to stand and hold fast to sound words. Glory to God. That's how you overcome that devil. That's how you get the victory over the devil. Glory to God. Don't give up. Stand anyway in the midst of all that's going on. You just stand. The Bible said, having done all, he said, stand, therefore. Glory to God. So that's what we intending to do, to continue to serve the Lord. And at this time, we're going to open up the floor, give way, that our evangelist and Sister Rhoda may give remarks at this time. We're going to start with Sister Rhoda. Praise the Lord. I don't know what happened. Might have got disconnected, but we're going to move on, and we're going to ask Evangelist Khadija to give remarks.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. I'm going to serve the Lord. And I enjoyed that message. I know it was a while back in the 1990s. I was enjoying you even now, Evangelist May, encouraging us to stand. And like she said, it's a personal message, a personal declaration. And the way that it was broken down, we can see how people, they're serving all kinds of things, serving each other, their jobs, serving themselves. But I'm going to serve the Lord. I want to be a servant of God and not a servant of sin. Because like you just said, payday is coming after a while. We're not just doing this to be there. We're not just doing this to make, you know, take up time until we die. But we're doing this to earn a reward.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for that reward. And in order to get it, we have to serve the Lord. We can't just think when we get to heaven, oh, I'll serve him when I get up there. It's something we have to do down here in preparation for when we get up there.
Yeah.
I enjoy the word of God. I truly did. Saints, be encouraged. Since the events, maybe they'll be encouraged. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise God. I don't know if Sister Rhoda is still on or if she got disconnected. Praise God. Sister Rhoda?
Oh, yes. Well, sorry, I had to mute my phone. I forgot to unmute it. Yeah. Let us continue serving the Lord, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
There is a reward in heaven. We are all going to be asked about our salvation. What do we do with our salvation?
All right.
It's very, very encouraging. Let us stand firm, continue to serve God. God has called us in many, many areas. Whatever area you are, I am, we have to be faithful before God, because one day we are going to be asked, and then one day we are going to be rewarded. Thank God for the word. Thank you.
Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We thank the Lord for all of the remarks coming through Evangelist Khadija and Sister Rhoda on tonight. I tell you, I thank the Lord for those remarks. And that's true. We all are going to give an account. Glory to God. As Sister Rhoda said, the Lord is going to ask you, what did you do? And what are we going to tell him? If we don't do his will, if we don't do what we're supposed to do, what are we going to tell God? We won't be able to tell him anything, because he already knows. He knows what we've done. Praise God. So we got to go ahead on and serve the Lord, even against the odds. And the odds is here. God knows, I'm telling you, the odds is here. But we got to fight. We got to fight the good fight and lay hold of eternal life. Glory to God. Keep on fighting, saints. And people of God, don't give up. Keep it in your heart and in your mind to serve the Lord. And those of you that don't know the Lord, it's time to get to know him. Glory to God. Put your time in, because payday is coming at a while. Glory to God. We thank God for the broadcast on tonight, Oldies but Goodies in the Gospel. Tune in again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. And also we'll be back here again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Oldies but Goodies in the Gospel. God bless you. We love you. And we say good night.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bless you.